At Hiles Anderson College, we don't have a bunch of dead theologians teaching you Bible. We have a bunch of hellfire and brimstone preachers that know the Bible better than the dead theologians do, trying to set you on fire. One of those men who teaches at Hiles Anderson College is also an assistant pastor here at First Baptist Church, Dr. Jeff Owens. Dr. Owens is probably, now I have not researched this, but I'd be willing to suggest, I think rather accurately, probably is responsible for more public school teenagers going to heaven than any other man in the entire world. He may be responsible for more teenagers getting saved than any man in the entire world. He heads our Bible Club ministry. He heads a portion of our bus ministry that is operated in some of the more affluent areas. He teaches an adult couple of Sunday school class, one of the finest preachers, one of the best men, one of the most sincere men I've ever met. If you came to Hiles Anderson College, and of course you will, but if you came to Hiles Anderson College, you'd sit in classroom under a man like this. And this young man is on fire for God, a dear, dear friend, and a great comfort to my own heart, and a great preacher. So you sit him straight, you're about to hear preaching right now. And we love Dr. Jeff Owens around here. So give him a hand, and he'll come and preach for us.
All right. All right, let's get started here. I'm going to read to you from Proverbs chapter 16. You'll not need to turn to it, but let me read one verse. The Bible says in Proverbs 16, verse number 18, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Now, if you look back at me, I'm going to give you the title of my sermon. It's the truth that I'm going to teach today, and it is this: Satan does not want you to do what he wants you to do. Satan does not want you to do what he wants you to do. And I'll spend the rest of my time explaining it to you, but I want you to know that Satan does not want you to do what he wants you to do. The Bible says here that pride goeth before destruction. When I was a young man, my father took me to a place in central Ohio where he showed me a satanic church. There, the windows were blacked out. The walls were painted black within. There were demonic signs on the interior, on the walls. Satanic priests wore hooded robes. They had chants. They used a satanic Bible. Weird things to the point of blood being used for communion. I read a newspaper article, and it was from New York, and in that city it said that there was a young man that wanted to be accepted into a satanic cult. And he was told by the priests in that cult that to be accepted he would have to go through an initiation. That initiation would be that the young man would need to kill his own mother. He would then need to cut her body into small parts, boil those parts, eat them, and then as proof that he had been accepted into that cult, he was to sever her ring finger with the ring still on it and give it to one of the priests. At that point, they would put him underground, send him to another state, and he could become a priest in a satanic cult. And he did it. And it's, we think that that's the kind of thing that Satan wants for your life. But I hate to tell you this, that's not really his goal for your life. You see, when you hear someone say, "Don't listen to Satan, don't do what Satan wants you to do," many of us immediately think of stories such as the one I just told you, and you say, "Well, Brother Owens, I'm not involved in that. I don't listen to Satan. I don't talk to Satan. I don't want anything to do with Satan." And you think that when we say, "Don't follow him, don't listen to him," you think of a story like that. But Satan's no fool. Satan Satan knows that most of us would never get involved in something weird like that. He has a way of reaching the multitudes. You see, when somebody does something strange like that, that's bad promotion for Satan. He didn't really like that. He's not going to influence all of us that way, but he has ways and devices that he uses to influence the multitudes. The Bible says pride goeth before destruction. You see, Satan has a few simple steps that he has us to take, and he ends up destroying our lives because we take those simple steps. Oh, it's not weird things like the story I just told. It's something that many of us are guilty of day by day. I said the title of my sermon is this: Satan does not want you to do what he wants you to do. I'm going to give you the three simple steps that Satan lures you into taking, and he ultimately gets what he wants from you. But I say to you, Satan does not want you to do what he wants you to do. The very first step is this: Satan wants you to do what you want to do. Satan wants you to do what you want to do. If you know the story of Lucifer, we can't turn to it right now, but in the book of Isaiah, you see in chapter 14 the story of the fall of Lucifer. At one time, Lucifer was an archangel in heaven. He was there with God. But suddenly something began to happen, and Lucifer said, "I will exalt myself," or "I will exalt my throne, I will ascend into heaven, I will sit on the mount of the congregation, I will be like the Most High." You see, he kept on saying, I, what I want. Now let me explain something to you here. Satan did not have a Satan to tempt him to do wrong. Lucifer did not have a Lucifer to tempt him to do wrong. The devil did not have a devil to tempt him to do wrong. How did Lucifer fall? He just did what he wanted to do. That's how he fell. And that's the first step he wants you to take to mess up your life. He just wants you to do what you want to do. In Genesis chapter 3, you see the story of when the devil came to tempt Eve. He comes and he tempts Eve and says, "If you'll eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it will make you wise." The Bible says in verse number 6 that Eve was not only tempted with the knowledge of good and evil that would make her wise, it says she noticed that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eye. Now, Satan had not mentioned that to her. He just said, "It will make you wise." But she looked at the tree and said, "Hey, but that's good for food. And that's pleasant to the eye." And I think the devil said, "Look, lady, I don't care why you eat the fruit. If you want to eat of that forbidden fruit because it'll make you wise, do it for that reason. But look, if you want to eat it because it's pleasant to the eye, go ahead, do what you want. If you want to eat it because it's good for food, do what you want, lady. I don't care what you do. Just do what you want." And she did. See, many of us don't do what we do because Satan wants us to. We do it because we want to. Nobody here says, "You know, I think I'll get drunk for Satan." No, you get drunk for you. You don't say, "I'm going to listen to rotten music for Satan." No, you say, "I'll listen to rotten music for me." You don't listen to you don't watch a filthy video for Satan. You watch a filthy video for you. You don't steal for Satan. You steal for you. You're not evil or do wicked things with your boyfriend or girlfriend for Satan. You do it for you. Satan doesn't come to you and ask you to get drunk for him. He says, "Get drunk for you." That's what he wants you to do. The very first step is do what you want to do. He wants you to do what you want. Go where you want. Say what you want. Feel what you want. Think what you want. Take what you want. You do what you do because you want to do it. Satan likes, he's like Burger King. Have it your way. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. Just have it your way. Go ahead. Do what you want.
Boy, that's what our society teaches today. Every man does that which is right in his own eyes, and the very first step of destroying your life is that you mimic what Satan did in heaven. He just did what he wanted to do. So step number one, do what you want. Step number two, when you do what you want, you are doing what he wants. When you do what you want, you are doing what he wants. You see, whether or not you're doing it for him, you are accomplishing his purpose for your life. You see, Satan's easy to get along with. He won't argue with you about which sin you choose. His goal is that you set your own goals. His desire is that you fulfill your own desires. His wishes are that you get your wishes. His plan is that you make your own plan. Satan's will is whatever your will is. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Satan said, you don't have to do what I want you to do. Do what you want to do. Because by doing that, I've accomplished my purpose in your life. Satan says, you choose. I choose. Who cares? Just don't let God choose. That's all. So the first step is this. Do what you want. The second step is when you do what you want, you are now doing what he wants. And the third step is he wants you to do anything but what God wants. Anything. Satan didn't care if Eve ate the forbidden fruit for herself or why she did it, as long as she did it. Why? God did not want her to do it. Satan said, do what you want, do it when you want, do it the way you want. Just don't do what God wants. Satan didn't care where Jonah went or how he got there, as long as he did not go to the place called Nineveh. Why? That's where God wanted him. Satan didn't care if Jonah went to Alabama or Australia, if he went there on rollerblades or a rocket ship, just as long as he did not go to Nineveh. Why? That's where God wanted him to go. Satan didn't care what Jesus did, as long as he didn't go to Calvary. As long as he didn't die, as long as he didn't get up out of that grave, and Jesus did. Why? That's what God wanted. Satan's not real particular about what you say, where you go, who you're with, what you do, or when you do it. Just as long as you don't say what God wants you to say. Just as long as you don't go where God wants you to go. Just as long as you don't do what God wants you to do. You see, Satan said, I don't want you to do what I want you to do. Do what you want. Because he knew that if he would make that offer to you, you'd take it. Do what I want? Sure. I'd love to do what I want. And most of us in this room today, we live our life for us. Me, 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 me. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to do it my way. No, there's a better way. And that's God's way. And God said, you do it my way. Don't do it your way. Satan doesn't care if you tell a story about Noah's Ark to a lost friend or tell a story about Bart Simpson to your lost friend, just as long as you don't tell them about Jesus. Why? That's what God wants. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20 tells us that. Satan doesn't care if you're busy telling clean jokes while you're supposed to be working or you're busy telling dirty jokes while you're supposed to be working, as long as you don't work hard for your boss, because that's what God wants. Proverbs 10:4. He's just trying to keep you from doing what God wants you to do. Satan doesn't care if you listen to rock music, contemporary, country, classical, jazz, rap, soul, Christian rock, just as long as you don't listen to the old-time gospel music. Why? That's what God wants. He's just trying to keep you away from what God wants, Colossians 3:16. Satan doesn't care if you sleep in on Sunday morning. Or if you rob a bank on Sunday morning. Or if you do a good deed for a little old lady on Sunday morning. Just as long as you don't show up in church on Sunday morning. Why? That's what God wants, Hebrews 10:25. Satan doesn't care if you go to the Catholic Church. Or the Pentecostal Church. Or the Satanic Church. Or the church in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. just as long as you don't go to an old-fashioned, independent, hell-raising Baptist church. Why? That's what God wants, Acts 2:41. Do what you want, because when you do what you want, you're doing what He wants. And what does He want? He wants anything but what God wants. Satan doesn't care if you read the Book of Mormon or Moron. If you read the dictionary, if you read the Mad Magazine, if you read the newspaper, or if you read Sports Illustrated, just as long as you don't read the Bible. Why? That's what God wants. And by the way, we spend way too much time reading other material than this old book. Some of you need to cancel your newspaper and cancel your magazine and get out the Bible and read the book. We're to read the Bible. That's what God wants, Psalm 119, verse 16. Satan doesn't care if you have sex before you're married with a pimp, the preacher, or the postman, young lady, just as long as you don't go to the altar virgin. Why? That's what God wants. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4. Satan doesn't care if you meditate on Donald Duck, or if you meditate on some X-rated video, or if you meditate on some show that you watched on the television, just as long as you don't meditate on the Word of God. Why? That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to meditate on His Word, Psalm 119:11. Satan doesn't care if you have an NIV, an RSV, an HIV, or a BVD, just as long as you don't use the KJV. Why? That's what God wants, Psalm 119:89. Satan doesn't care if you spend your tithe, and teenagers are supposed to tithe. The reason I counsel so many adults about financial messes is because when they were teenagers, they did not tithe. Satan does not care if you spend your tithe on baseball cards, which are a little over-promoted in America, McDonald's, drugs, or the Jerry Lewis Telethon. As long as you don't give your tithe to the local independent fundamental Baptist church. Why? That's what God wants. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Satan doesn't care if you praise a rock group, or if you praise a movie star, or you just praise a preacher. As long as you don't praise God. Why? That's what God wants. You see, Satan's after God. He wants to get God. He says you do what you want. Because when you do what you want, you are doing what he wants. And what does he want? He wants anything but what God wants. I don't know about you, but I want what God wants. I want what God wants in my life. Satan does not care if you worship the sun or the moon or Buddha or the devil or Jimmy Swaggart, as long as you don't worship God. Why? That's what God wants you to do. Satan doesn't care if you teach CPR, or if you teach diesel mechanics, or if you teach somebody how to steal cars, just as long as you don't teach the Bible. Why? That's what God wants. And young people, all we do is absorb. Young people, they're taught, and they're taught, and they're taught, and they're taught. And I want you to be, and I want you to take it in. But it's about time for some young people to stand up and start telling people what they believe about the Bible. Hey, you say, well, Brother Owens, I'm only 15, 16 years old. How could I do it? When I was 16 years old, I was preaching 8 times a week. I was cracking the old Bible open and preaching the stuffings out of people. And some of you young men need to get out of here, open up your Bible, and use some of that stuff you're learning at Christian school. By the way, the average Christian school teenager makes me sick. Why is it the public school teenager stands up here and preaches? I went to a public school. Sometimes I wonder if I'd want to go to the Christian school. About half comatose, half dead, not willing to do anything for God. To whom much is given, much is expected. When you're taught the Bible, you're expected to give that truth out and use that truth for God. Some of you need to get fired up and say, I'm not going to be the average Christian school teenager. I'm going to do what God wants. Probably the ones shouting the most are the public school kids right now. Christian school kids are, here we go again. Satan doesn't care if you lie to your mom, if you lie to your dad, if you lie to the drug dealer, or you lie to the youth pastor. Just don't tell the truth. Why? That's what God wants. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. Satan doesn't care if you're mad at me at this point and have decided not to listen, or if you're just tired and you've got your eyes closed. Just as long as you don't get the truth that I'm teaching right now. Why? That's what God wants. Titus 1, 3. Satan doesn't care if you hate the drunkard or if you hate the preacher. Just as long as you don't love people. Why? That's what God wants. Romans 13, 8. Satan doesn't care if you lose your temper with your friend, or if you lose your temper with an enemy, or if you lose your temper with a leader, or if you lose your temper with a follower, or if you lose your temper with a bad person, or if you just lose your temper with a ballpoint pen, as long as you don't show self-control and discipline in your life. Why? That's what God wants. Satan doesn't care where you go to college. You can go to Devil U. You can go to Liberal U. You can go to PU. Just don't go where God wants. Well, where does God want you to go to college? An old-fashioned, independent, hellfire, brimstone Baptist college under the administration of a Baptist pastor, where soul winning's taught and separation's taught, and they send out people fired up for God, not comatose. You see, his ultimate goal is not to get you to do what he wants you to do, it's to get you to do what you want to do. His ultimate goal is to keep you from doing what God wants you to do. He's trying to keep you from God. Why? He knows God knows best for you. God loves you. God's plan for you is better than any plan you could ever come up with. You know why? Because we're untrustworthy. We can't even trust ourselves. But let me make you a promise. The Bible says, trust in the Lord and lean not to thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Don't you worry, young person. God will not abuse your life. If you give it to him and you say, I want what God wants, you'll be safe in the hands of God. It's like this. If there are 100 ways of doing something, and God's way is number 100, Satan comes to you and says, you can pick anything between 1 and 99. Just don't do number 100. Satan doesn't care how you plan to get to heaven. He doesn't care if you say, I'm going to get to heaven by being baptized. He said, go ahead, that's fine with me. You say, well, I'm going to get to heaven by joining the church. Fine. He says, go ahead, join every church in your town. You say, well, I'm going to try to get to heaven by speaking in tongues. Satan says, go ahead, speak it up, live it up, go ahead, say what you want, roll in the aisle, go ahead, that's fine with me, do what you want. You say, I'm going to try to get to heaven by praying to Mary, or Larry, or Harry, or all them guys. Satan said, that's fine. Pray to them all. Do what you want. I'm going to try to get to heaven by giving my money. Satan said, fine with me. Go ahead. That's okay. You say, I'm going to try to get to heaven by taking communion. Satan says, fine. Go ahead. Drink a whole gallon of Welch's grape juice. Eat a whole box of saltine crackers every day of your life. That's fine with me. If you want to try to get to heaven that way, go ahead. Do it your way. I'm going to try to get to heaven by doing good works. Go ahead, he said. Go ahead. Do it your way. I'm going to try to get to heaven through confirmation. I'm going to try to get to heaven by confessing to the priest. That's how I'm going to get to heaven. And he says to you, do it any way you want. Just don't trust Jesus Christ and him alone as your personal Savior. You do it any way you want, but don't trust Christ. Why? That's what God wants. See, Satan doesn't care that you'll burn in hell forever if you don't get saved. He doesn't care. He didn't care that there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth and you'll have a memory of the times you could have got saved but you rejected Christ. He didn't care about all that. He just cares that you don't go to heaven to be with God. Why? That's what God wants. So Satan wants you to do what you want to do. Because when you do what you want, you're doing what he wants. And he wants anything but what God wants. Satan says, be a doctor. Be a lawyer. Be a bartender. Be what you want to be. Be what you want. But don't surrender your life to God. Why? That's what God wants. Be what you want. Well, you go all the way through school and everybody's saying, what do you want to be when you grow up? It really doesn't matter what you want to be. It really doesn't matter. God's got a bigger and better plan for you.
And you shortchange yourself by trusting yourself. Don't trust yourself. Trust the Bible. The Bible has the answer. The Bible can be your guide. Do what God wants. Do what God wants. Do what the Bible says. Do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. In the next day and a half, you'll hear the finest preachers on the face of the earth. Why don't you decide this? That as you listen, you're going to make every decision that needs to be made based on what God wants you to do. Don't sit there and say, "Well, that's not what I want. That shouldn't matter to you." Why? Satan doesn't want you to do what he wants you to do. Satan wants you to do what you want to do, because thereby you're doing what he wants you to do, because he wants you to do anything but what God wants you to do. I want to do what God wants me to do. Where do you find that? Through the preaching of the Word of God, the learning of the Word of God, and surrendering to the Holy Spirit. I ask all of you, surrender to the Holy Spirit and say, "I'll do what God wants. Not what I want, but what God wants with my life." Let's pray. Father, I pray you'll take what's been said, and please, Lord, use it. I've tried to say what I believe you would have me to say. Bless these young people and give them a great 2 days. Help them to know that we love them. And we don't want Satan to deceive them away from you, because you love them. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The darkest hour in the life